to prevent, in summary, the survey, the socioeconomic survey done by the World Bank UNHCR. We did a socioeconomic survey.
Right. Okay.
World Bank UNHCR led. So
okay.
We presented a bit of
okay. Very well. Very well. Buenos días, señoras y señores. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us in this spotlight session called Improving Refugee Response Through Evidence. My name is Jose Maria Figueres. I have the distinctive honor of serving as the moderator for this session. I am the chair of DADA, where we are committed to improving refugee response through comprehensive and collaborative ways, and where we are also extremely invested in developing the Refugee Response Index in partnership with many other organizations. We have a very good group of discussion leaders here with us this morning that will talk to the importance of data in refugee response, not only from the national, but also from the international perspective. And of course, we'll also address the importance of data with respect to monitoring and accountability, all driving towards the implementation of the Global Compact. To start us off on this morning's conversation, I would like to introduce Bjorn Gilsæter. He is the head of the World Bank UNHCR Joint Data Center on Forced Displacement in Copenhagen. Bjorn, before assuming that responsibility, was in New York between 2016-2019, so very much of the process or involved in the process of the New York Declaration in 2016, leading out to the Global Compact on Refugees in 2018. But he also comes with a terrific experience in multilateral organizations, both as a citizen of his country and as an international expert on these issues. Bjorn, please open this up.